This is not a closed group up here. If you believe you have a word for someone, you come right on. Rox, you've got the mic.
I got a few. Father John, I just saw just you under a tent, and the Lord just kept expanding and expanding and expanding. And I just heard the Lord say, raise your expectations bigger than you can even imagine. And then for Ingrid, okay, I saw you, you know, the scripture says, Lord gives us ankle deep water, knee deep water, waist deep, and water to swim in. And I just heard the Lord say that this was a season of you going from ankle deep to a river to swim in so fast that you were going to come out of this with such revelation and refreshment that it was just that the river's going to engulf you and take you over. And what I saw as you were leaving is just rivers of living water coming out of you. And every person that you encountered was just being swept up into this new revelation of this thing that Lord's doing in you. And for Marcia, I just kept hearing the Lord say that your sphere of influence is important. And it's important to the Lord. And I just really saw him even placing people around you for you to really speak truth into their life. And I just kind of saw it as eyes just, the Lord's just going to use you to open eyes to people around you.
Amen.
All right. Give y'all some time. You're up.
All right. For you over here. Whoa, that's louder than I thought. Okay. I saw like a canoe or like a rowboat or something that you were sitting in, and you only had one of the oars, and you kept trying to go forward, and you would switch sides, and it just kept going like in circles and zigzag. And then like in Moana, how the water like picks stuff up and moves it, I saw the water like pick the oar up and put it right where it needs to be. And it was just God saying that when you feel like you're going in circles or you don't have the right tools, that when the time is right, he's just going to provide that oar for you.
I got a couple. Father Glenn, I saw a firming of foundations. Like there may have been some mortar or bricks that have crumbled over the years that you may not have even realized. But what I saw was the Holy Spirit placing bricks and placing mortar, Mr. Mason, and just firming a foundation in your life and building you up for such a time as this. For Dave and Sharon, what I saw was, and what I heard was from the scripture, your latter glory is going to far outweigh your former glory. And you may be coming to a time in your life where you think you're tired or you may be done or you just want to relax. The Lord says, no, we don't retire in the kingdom, we refire. And so the Lord's got you in a kiln right now, and he's heating you up, and he's going to form you and mold you into the person and the man he wants you to be for this time. And you're going to do more than you ever thought possible because he's the one doing it. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father John, that kind of echo what Roxanne was saying about your tent being enlarged. And I was reminded of the prayer of Jabez, that the Lord is enlarging your territory and that you don't have enough vision for it yet. He's going to stretch what the eyes of your heart so that you can wrap it around what he has in his heart for you. And it's going to be much bigger than you ever thought. Amen.
You know, the thing about getting older is your vision's not quite as good, so I don't have my glasses, and I had to ask Rox to make sure that was you back there, Stacy. Because I know you've got a new dude. And that's what the Lord said was, yeah, there's a new dude because there is new growth and new life coming, something that you hadn't thought about. So not sure what it is, but go for it.
This isn't for anyone specific, but I feel like the Lord was saying that someone keeps going down just a rabbit hole of spiraling thinking, and I just heard the Lord say that he was just closing that hole and that your thoughts were just going to start becoming clear.
Yeah, I want to tag onto that. I've got two words of knowledge for when you get prayer. One, so I was walking up here, my heart started racing, and it still is. And I just feel like there may be somebody or somebody's, I don't know, that's really dealing with anxiety. And the truth is, Jesus isn't anxious, but the truth is also he wants to set you free. And so if that's you, I just really feel like you need to get prayer. And also, if there's anybody with left hip pain, I've just got really sharp pain in my left hip. So if that's you, make sure you get prayer.